This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What are you doing in the year 2154? I ask, hypothetically, clearly, because you'd have to be around that long to see the end of the gender gap in the global economy. That was the word today from the World Economic Forum's annual Gender Gap Report. Marketplace's Lily Jamali dug into it for us.
The World Economic Forum report covers a range of factors, including women's labor force participation, wages, and access to positions of power. And by that measure, the worst country in the world for women right now is Afghanistan. Not only does it rank dead last, it also backslid, says Sadia Zahidi, managing director of the forum.
Afghanistan has closed just over 40% of its gender gap. So essentially, women have less than half of the opportunities and resources that men have.
Some advanced economies lost ground, too. Take Japan, which Zahidi says has invested in trying to improve women's status.
But remains very stuck when it comes to ensuring that they're actually getting the return on that investment.
What unites many countries, rich or poor, where gender parity has languished, is a lack of child and elder care infrastructure that allows mothers to balance work and family.
It's extremely important because it puts a limit on what women can do in the labor market.
Anne York, professor at Meredith College, says the last 3 years here in the U.S., when so many women left the workforce, haven't helped.
The pandemic, unfortunately, has made things a lot worse than they would have been.
No country on the planet has achieved gender parity, but Iceland, Norway, and Finland are getting close. The U.S. ranks 43rd. That doesn't surprise Elise Gould, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. Even as women try to educate themselves out of the pay gap,
the average wage for women with advanced degrees is still lower than the average wage for men with only a college degree.
Meanwhile, the forum finds globally it'll be 2154 before we're on equal footing. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.